Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And it is a Brewers Outlet day on the opening day of high school football season. Incredible. Jody McDonald, 135. The great Jerry Allen, the voice of Oregon football, at 206. And once again, Matt chooses a preseason game as a highlight that doesn't count.
Well, a big play is a big play. It was all touchdowns for the Steelers' starting offense in the preseason.
So what is their record after this game?
It's 0-0, but the play is a play.
There were a lot of games that counted yesterday. You could have played, for example, the Nationals winning run. All right, so let's get to today's show, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Start stocking up for not only the Labor Day weekend, but the first tailgate weekend when Penn State plays West Virginia. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It was great to meet Jeff Clock, the sales manager at Sunbury Motors, last night as he stopped by the broadcast booth at Williamsport. So that was great. All right, so let's get to take a trip to the sauna, where it's incredibly hot and really not that satisfying. So go ahead.
Well, reacting to the Eagles preseason game last night, of the guys that didn't play, there were a lot of guys who I thought needed more time, did not play in this game last night. I get you had the one joint practice with Indy, but these guys need more time, and I'm not quite sure if some of them are ready, to be honest with you. I'm going to start first with Marcus Mariota. I know he's a vet, but you know what? He has been downright terrible this preseason. He had a nice drive, but guess what? He was given a short 26-yard field to work with after the big kick return by Devin Allen to start the game. He has one nice throw on the run that was still a little bit behind his receiver, and Nick Sirianni thinks that's fine to pull him out after that, when this dude has been just awful in the preseason and has been average at best during practices and the joint practices and training camp. Marcus Mariota needed to play more in that game last night, because I see a guy that can't throw a football at all, and this guy's a vet, and he's one play away from being the quarterback of this team, we think, as of now. He needed more time to play last night. That's number one. Number two is N'Kobe Dean. I think there's a lot of upside with this kid. I've loved the draft pick. I think he's done some good things this preseason. Not flashy, except for the fumble that he forced against the Browns last week. But you can tell that he still is still getting comfortable. So the fact that he didn't play last night, along with his partner Zach Cunningham, who again I get is a vet, they both should have played last night for continuity purposes. And as Ross Tucker said last week on the show, that is a position where you need to get live game action. So those two, especially Dean, should have played last night. And guess what? You're on the road in week one, which is going to be a fired-up environment, not only because it's the opening game of the season, but you got Tom Brady going into the Pats Hall of Fame. That's not going to be easy for Dean to deal with week one. That is a huge question mark for me week one. Jordan Davis should have gotten more time last night because I think he needs it. And so does Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. If Nolan Smith was held out due to injury, all right, fine. That's a different story. But all those guys should have had way more time last night. Way more time. I am not happy with that whatsoever. That is one of the few very bad decisions I think Nick Sirianni has made so far in his tenure, is not playing those guys last night.
Oh, I just got back. Are you done?
I'm good,
yes. I left for a period of time.
Oh, my almighty!
Let's see. Got a lot of complaints.
Yeah, because then I was forced to watch that slop fest. I only watched the first half, obviously, because of my new schedule. I especially was not going to stay up for that slop fest for the second half.
I'm trying to think how much of the preseason I watched. Oh, none. All right, so, yeah.
Yes, I realize that for you. Yeah.
I seem happy. I always talk about... what I refer to as... And this will be, in this case, Overreaction Tuesday, which will be, because we won't have a show on Labor Day. Penn State will play its opener with West Virginia, and it'll be Overreaction Tuesday. And I will start out my commentary on the game, regardless of how it plays out, like I always have. In the context of an opening game, because... I've seen a lot of opening games and how seasons play out. It's after about three games, if you're seeing some of the same patterns, you have a problem, right? Or if you're seeing some of the same patterns on the plus side, you may have something great. So, in fact, what was it, 1994? USC came in here. And Penn State, after leading Iowa 35-0, they led USC 35-0 at halftime. And Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, was talking to me about that when he was here on Wednesday. And, you know, you could see early in the season what the pattern that was going to be. Preseason games and overreaction are overreactions. Now, there are certain guys that had to show something because I always feel like now preseason game three is the one that determines, in the end, roster spots 35 through 46 and who's on the practice team. Everything else has already been settled as to what they want to do and how much work they think somebody needs to get in. But it's already been settled. And that really is where it is. They've been training camp since the end of July. They already know who's going to start. They already know who's going to be the primary backup. It's now, okay, is there anybody else where you sit back and, like, take the McKee kid. McKee kid, I'd be surprised if he hasn't beaten out Ian Book as the third quarterback. All right? Well, that's a determination you make based on preseason games. The Houston Texans, for example, have a lot of work to do in the preseason and the preseason games to show who should be playing and who shouldn't be playing because they earned, through performance, the second overall pick in the draft. And they need to get to find out what people can and can't do. And then there's your level of anger. Ugh. I hear this off a preseason game, and I think to myself, now I got to go through this for 17 games in 18 weeks.
Bingo!
I just, oh, goodness. Wow.
Well, hopefully there won't be too negative rants as far as the Eagles go, but we'll see.
Oh, you have a second one?
No, not tonight. I'm just talking about going forward. Hopefully, if I have any rants related to the Eagles, they're positive, not negative.
You're going to rant about something every week. I'm really worried. I mean, the part that cracked me up was you acted as if Brady was going to play in the game. I mean, I'll never forget, okay, when Penn State went to play at Notre Dame for the first time. And Notre Dame had this illustrious record about playing teams that had gone into Notre Dame Stadium for the first time, and the vast majority of them lost. And Penn State goes there in 1982 with the eventual national champions. And Joe got up in front of the team, and I mean, and this cracked me up. He says, look, you're playing the 1982 Notre Dame team. They're good. He says, but Newt Rockne and the Four Horsemen are not coming out of the ground to play us. So just go out. You're better. Go beat them. Brady's not playing in the game. Mac Jones is.
I get that. I mean, just overall,
what
playing on the road
mean?
Week one.
It means nothing. Okay? Playing on the road, yeah. But just because they're honoring him means nothing. Zero. Was it a better All-Star game in 1999 because Ted Williams threw out the first ball? Hey, come on. I'm sorry. I don't assign any importance to it. Like, zero importance. That's really nice and really neat to see. That's the importance I assign to it. Like, hey, this is really great. But then the game starts, and guess what Brady's going to do? The exact same thing you're going to do. He's going to watch the game. He's not playing in it. Oh, they're honoring Brady. This could be tough. What? They are? Oh, my goodness. The Bruins on opening night are going to honor Bobby Orr. Is he playing? When you do stuff like that, I keep thinking to myself, he needs to take something to calm himself down. We are now into the point where, like, we're so worried about everything. Like, oh my goodness, they're unveiling a banner. Oh, we have no chance. Like the banner's going to come down and play. And it's going to beat you. They're honoring their Super Bowl 32 team. Hey, that's great. Look at those guys. Half them can't play. All right, good. It's great for the fans. It's great for promotion. It's great for the game. It's great to honor the past and the whole thing. But the current players and the current coach is playing coach. Okay? If you lose the game, it's not because they honored Brady.
No, I get that. But if they lose the game, it's probably going to be because N'Kobe Dean was unprepared.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's just not good enough. You ever thought of that?
I mean, that we'll soon find out, too.
Sometimes you're not good enough. Hey, here's one for you. I think this is an interesting story here. I know you're all over this story. About the Congressional Historic Stadium Caucus? No? Know nothing about it?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it would be This could actually be very interesting, as opposed to Tom Brady putting the uniform back on and leading them to victory over the Eagles on opening night. Representatives Garrett Graves, a Republican from Louisiana, and Mark Pocan, a Democrat from Wisconsin, announced today the intent of preserving and modernizing historic college football stadiums across the country. The integrity of these treasure venues while enhancing their capabilities. There are 18 stadiums that have been targeted for preservation and upgrades. The intended upgrades come at a time when in the next 5 years, some of the stadiums could be hosting college football playoff games. The stadiums and their affiliated groups happen to be number one, Beaver Stadium. Others include Camp Randall in Madison, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, not Jerry World, the Cotton Bowl, Davis-Wade Stadium at Mississippi State, Franklin Field in Philadelphia, Husky Stadium in Washington, Jordan-Hare Stadium at Auburn, the Coliseum in Los Angeles where USC plays, Memorial Stadium in Berkeley where Cal plays, Memorial Stadium in Clemson, Memorial Stadium in Illinois, Nippert Stadium at the University of Cincinnati, the Rose Bowl, Spartan Stadium where San Jose State plays, Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, home of LSU, Vaught-Hemingway Stadium at Ole Miss, Wallace-Wade Stadium at Duke, and the Yale Bowl. The 18 stadiums targeted for preservation and upgrades include some of the most famous college football venues. Specifically, the caucus wants to target security enhancements, technology upgrades, and create infrastructure upgrades for the stadiums, some of which are more than 120 years old. The representatives plan to circulate a Dear Colleague letter asking other congressional members to join the caucus. Historic stadiums like the Rose Bowl have been the backbone of American sports and entertainment for over a century, said Jens Wyden, the general manager and CEO of the Rose Bowl. But the viability and continued operations are in jeopardy with the evolving landscape and expectations of modern-day sports and entertainment. Caucuses are groups of congresspeople that come together that pursue common goals. They typically have bipartisan membership and co-chairs from each party. I found that to be intriguing. N'Kobe Dean, I didn't.
That is intriguing.
Aren't you glad that I did some research for the show? Or
that comes at a good time when we're talking about the Beaver Stadium renovations anyway.
Yes. But I thought fans would find that interesting. Now, what that means going down the road, that'll be something that Pat Kraft's going to be on the talk show Thursday night next week. It'll be probably something I bring up with him on the show at some point. Yeah, it doesn't, at the moment, it doesn't mean anything at the moment, but it sounds like it could lead to something, which could lead to federal funds to help with what they want to do. How about that? I mean, they listed 18 stadiums. Beaver Stadium was one right out of the gate. It was actually the first stadium listed. I think they did it in alphabetical order, but it was the first one listed. And I've been to most of these. A lot of these places I've been to. I mean, that's the interesting part. I've been to a lot of these places. Here's a headline. Overreacting to Eagles play in final preseason game. Wow. Do Eli Ricks, Devin Allen make Final 53? Wow. The whole story on this. Ooh, you're mentioned. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465 and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slashed $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Joined now by the great Jody McDonald. Jody Mack, how you been?
Good, bud. And you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Okay. So now, here we go. Preseason games are over. Reactions will be interesting because of preseason games. They played last night. So what do you think, in your mind, is the biggest overreaction and what might be an underreaction?
One of the things you can't see on radio is me blessing myself for the fact that preseason games are over. Thank you very much. Nick Sirianni has had a phenomenal record since he's taken over as coach of the Eagles when it comes to regular season games and joint practices, but he's god awful when it comes to preseason games because he just doesn't care. They think that it's a waste of time and too much of a risk to put star players out there on the field. So good on the Colts for having beat the Eagles' third and fourth stringers last night. I don't know that you can judge much of anything, Steve. You have to have faith that the players who played to the level to get to the Eagles to the Super Bowl last year are just going to jump out there and play damn close to week number one. If that's the case, they're the team to beat in the NFC again. We won't know it until we see it on a Sunday, not on a Thursday night with third and fourth teamers playing. So I don't know that you can learn much of anything with the way the Philadelphia Eagles handle preseason.
I can't agree with you more. I mean, in the Peyton Manning era, ironically, the Eagles played the Colts last night. They were 4-28 in the preseason in the Peyton Manning era. He never played. Last I checked, they were regulars in the playoffs.
And, oh, by the way, you, me, and Jalen Hurts all tied for touchdown passes in the preseason. That would be 0-0-0 because Jalen didn't play, you didn't play, I didn't play. So we're keeping up with pretty good company.
Yeah, no question. When you look at a couple of the subtle things, though, that do have to go with this team, when you look at guys like N'Kobe Dean and the kids, you know, all from Georgia, Jalen Carter and Davis, what's your thought on what each one needs to do to advance that cause? What does Dean need to do? What can Carter contribute? And what can Davis do to make himself better so that the Eagles defensively are better in your mind?
Even though Davis and Carter were both first-round picks and N'Kobe wasn't taken until the third round, he is easily the most important of the group. The Eagles may downplay the need of linebacker except for the fact that they got good linebacker play. Let both of them walk out the door, but they got good linebacker play on the way to the Super Bowl last year. The Eagles have such depth on the offensive line, specifically at the defensive tackle position, and Davis and Carter are part of that, but they've got other good players to play there as well. So, yeah, it's incumbent on N'Kobe Dean to hit the ground running. we got to see some of him in the preseason. Those who go to the joint practices said he played well enough there, and that's why he didn't even play in last night's game. I was a huge fan coming out of college. I thought the Eagles should have used a second-round pick on him. And when they got him in the third, I was ecstatic. People want to point to the fact that he's undersized. He's a player, and he's going to be a player, and he's going to be very good at middle linebacker, and he will be the captain of that defense. But he needs to be, because the Eagles are going to be leaning on him to be that good. The other two guys are just flat-out studs as far as talent go, but we need to judge them when they get out there again on Sunday afternoons. Flashing plays, and Carter's first play from scrimmage, he beats the offensive lineman and gets the quarterback. Hey, great. It's phenomenal. He looks like he's going to be everything he's supposed to be. He needs to do it for an entire season.
Yeah. And the undersized part, I mean, I'm like you, Jody. I'm looking at, you know, I want to see athletes, but I'm looking at football players. Sam Mills was undersized. He was a football player. Yep. London Fletcher was undersized. He was a football player. Dean gives me the impression he's a football player.
Same here. Tremendous instincts. That's something you can't teach. That's something you can't handicap or stick an analytical number on it. He just understands where to be, when he's got to be there, and react to what the other guys are doing. That's why I think he'll fit in just fine as the one and only linebacker who will be on the field all year long for the Philadelphia Eagles. The rest of the linebackers, seems like they're going to figure it out as they go along.
Right, exactly. The running back part of it, we could talk about Jalen Hurts, but you still have to run the ball sometimes. Miles Sanders is now in Carolina. Swift, Gamewell, Boston Scott, they're all there. What's your thoughts on what the Eagles have potentially at running back and in the running game?
Should be fine. I don't think there's a dominant back amongst them. I'm a DeAndre Swift fan, and when Detroit did what they did to move up in the first round and draft the kid from Alabama, as high as they did, I said they might just trade DeAndre Swift. And sure enough, the Eagles trade for him in less than 48 hours, which I think just shows you what kind of GM they have. Howie Roseman sees opportunity and then seizes it. I'm very intrigued by Kenny Gainwell coming into the year, because it looks like he's their lead guy, if they have a lead guy. I don't even know if you should call him a lead guy, but of those that will be on the roster, I think they're starting with the belief that he's going to be the biggest producer and get the ball more than anybody else. I think people overstated what he did last year in the postseason. He had the one phenomenal game against the Giants, but he didn't make a difference in the Super Bowl. Miles had a bad Super Bowl, made a bad decision on the first run of the game, and then got himself hurt. Kenny Gainwell is, I think it's his overall job to lose as the number one back. I'll be very intrigued to see if he can hang on to it all year.
Jalen Hurts is obviously one of the top players, not just in the division, but in the league. Any subtle things with him, Jody, when you watch him, like he could be a little better here or a little bit of there? I mean, you know, we're talking about tweaking here, but where can he might be a little bit better?
In a word, his worries, none, zero, zip, zilch. Here was the only one I had, and it got shut down pretty quickly during this offseason once they reported to camp. I feared that Jalen might be grasped by too many people, that everybody was going to want a piece with him, and everybody's going to want to do interviews, and they're going to want him to do commercials, and they're going to want him to do stuff for the Eagles, and their sponsors and everything else, and he's such a good kid that he might not be able to say no. But then I hear that they asked him to do the quarterback show for next year, the one that they did this year on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It was very good that used Marcus Mariota, as a matter of fact, before he ever became an Eagle.
Yeah.
I thought that's the kind of thing that could take Jalen away from what he needs to do to continue to become great. No, he has said in every interview that he's done, including the big one he did in Sports Illustrated, football's my life. It's my number one priority, and that's what I work at every single day and just try and fit my rest of my life around it. You can't ask for a more dedicated player than that.
Everybody I talked to at Oklahoma and at Alabama told me the same thing, that this guy just wants to play football. There's a maturity to him. He's a great teammate, and it seems like on the pro level that's continued and it's played out the same way.
And give credit to the Philadelphia Eagles for sniffing that out before a lot of other people did. I didn't know that Jalen Hurts was going to become this good this quickly into his career. I sung the praises of the Eagles for their use of a second-round pick to take him, but it was for what I saw as a very simple reason, and people weren't buying it. They wanted an inexpensive backup. They thought he could come in because he's a smart kid and a hard worker. He'd be a nice backup. You didn't have to pay him for 4 years. He was going to be the guy holding the clipboard for Carson Wentz. Well, certain things happening before you know it. He's your starting quarterback and taking you to the Super Bowl, and he's a $200 million man. Now, anybody who said they saw that coming, yeah, I need to put them on a lie detector. But it was just a flat-out smart play by the Philadelphia Eagles. They're ahead of the curve on a lot of different things, and Howie Roseman gets all the credit for that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Trey Lance is going to be the third quarterback with the 49ers. Such limited tape on him. Carson, and it was FCS tape. Carson Wentz was FCS tape. Right? And Trubisky had 1 year. You know, we keep going through the guys that just put down 1 year. There was a lot on Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And I give the Eagles a lot of credit of saying, okay, there's a lot, and they knew the pros and cons when they drafted him, and I think that really helped. What's your thought on limited tape versus extensive tape on a quarterback?
Yeah, I like to see a kid play and play against the highest level. You go from the SEC to the Big 12, and you're a Heisman Trophy candidate when you transfer. And some people help transferring against him. Well, Tua Tagovailoa went in and won a college football championship coming off the bench. And he's a pretty damn good NFL quarterback, too, if he can stay healthy. I never understood why people didn't understand and or give him credit for what he achieved on the college level. And now it's showing through that he's one of the top NFL quarterbacks.
You want to know why I never once criticized his transfer to Oklahoma? He got his degree from Alabama. He did what he was supposed to do, and then he decided, look, I want to play. Well, he went to Oklahoma with a degree.
And he was young, too. He got to college young, and he's still young today as compared to as much experience that he has in the league. He's just a young man that people should admire for, A, his work ethic, and B, his commitment to his craft.
Your thoughts, you talk about Nick Sirianni. They've had to change the coaching staff a bit out of necessity. When you're good, people want to hire your people. So they have new coordinators and so forth. What's your sense on how that's played out to this point?
Again, we go through preseason and they show you absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So your guess is as good as mine. I've seen interviews. I did an interview with Sean Desai on WIP down in Philadelphia. Good guy, smart guy, told us nothing. But that's the way they do their business. They want to wait. They think they get a competitive advantage by playing their cards as close to the vest as they are. What is going to really intrigue me about Desai is, I've been saying this on our Birds 365 show for the last couple of weeks, we don't know who the starting, well, we've got a pretty good grasp on one starting linebacker and one starting safety. We don't know for sure who's going to be the other starting linebacker and the other starting safety. We've all got good educated guesses, but do we know it? No. Last year, the four guys who held down those four positions played almost every single snap. They never came off the field. That's why N'Kobe Dean only has 32 snaps to his name, because White and Edwards played every single snap, and the safeties played every single snap except for when Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was hurt. I wonder if that's going to be the same, or if they'll do some situational substituting this year. Sean Desai may do it differently than Jonathan Gannon. And again, something we won't know until after they take the field and we can go back and analyze the tape of their opener against the Patriots.
Always smart, always great to talk with you. Appreciate your great commentary, Jody. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, anytime.
Jody Mack, Jody McDonald. Boy, it sounded so dramatically different than the opening segment of the show. Did you notice that? What? No.
He has calmed me down a little bit, but
I don't play anybody. Come on. A lot of teams don't. I mean, I can see why Rodgers is going to play. I mean, I've got that part. Yeah, but everybody has their own philosophy. As I pointed out the Peyton Manning thing 1,000 times, they were 4-28 in the season when he was the starting quarterback for the Colts because he never played. Meanwhile, you're in the living room pacing back and forth on a preseason game.
Just on Dean. That's all. And the guys that I mentioned earlier in the show. Other than that,
just
it's
Dean
fine.
And the other guys.
The four or five guys that I mentioned. Dean, Davis, Carter, Mariota, and Nolan Smith. Those are the guys I think needed more time last night. And that's why I was a little fired up about that. I mean, I could care less if they won or lost the game or tied the game when they did with Cleveland last week. That part I could care less about.
Well, I mean, this team has shown they can't win a game.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Oh, is that an overreaction for the preseason?
Might be just a tad. And that's coming from me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're done with preseason games, right? Everybody's done? Is everybody done? There's no preseason games this weekend, right?
Well, there are some tonight and some tomorrow. So Jets, Giants is
yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's still spread out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's just you had the Eagles and Steelers playing last night and maybe one other game, I thought. Then there's a handful tonight, and there's going to be a handful on Saturday, between Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. But Jets-Giants with Rodgers playing tonight is tonight.
Oh, that is going to be some moment, don't you think?
If I were home, I definitely would be watching because I am intrigued, despite my disdain I've expressed for Aaron Rodgers. I am curious to see him on the field, so if I were home tonight, I would be watching that game. But obviously, I will be on the sideline at Central Columbia tonight.
And they have Sugar Columbia, right?
Correct.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jerry Allen, next half hour, the voice of Oregon football, the legendary voice of Oregon football, to talk about the move to the Big Ten and also about Oregon and the football team for this year with Bo Nix at quarterback. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you and thank you for your years of patronage.